Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. Back after this.
It's Oklahoma Beef Incorporated's 189th performance-tested bull sale coming up Thursday, March 22nd. It'll begin at noon at the test station in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Selling 143 Angus, 36 Hereford, and 10 Simmental. For more information, contact Oklahoma Beef Incorporated at 405-744-9287. That's Thursday, March 22nd, the OBI 189th performance-tested bull sale in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Coming up Saturday, March 31st, don't miss the Oklahoma Sooner Classic Shorthorn Sale. Now, the sale begins at 1 p.m. at the fairgrounds, Duncan, Oklahoma. Selling 41 lots, including fancy show heifer prospects, bulls, bred females, cow-calf pairs, and embryos. For more information and sale catalog, just go online to shorthorncountry.net. That's shorthorncountry.net. The Oklahoma Sooner Classic Shorthorn Sale, March 31st, at the fairgrounds in Duncan, Oklahoma.
What a difference a year makes. This point a year ago, no rain, no hope of rain, as it turned out for much of the year. This spring, as we start springtime 2012, we're much better condition in a lot of our trade territory. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel says that our weather forecasters are starting to pay attention and making some changes in the overall drought assessment of the southern Great Plains.
You know, the latest three-month drought outlook that was put out, this last week was a big change from just the same report 2 weeks ago. The Climate Prediction Center now has recognized that we have received lots of moisture. We are in not only in substantially better shape, but now they're coming around to the idea that the weather pattern has changed. Much of eastern or central and eastern Oklahoma and the eastern half of Texas now are reported to be basically out of the drought and not predicted to continue with drought conditions in this latest forecast.
Unfortunately for far western Oklahoma, the Texas Panhandle, southwestern Kansas, a good bit of New Mexico, these areas continue under lots of drought pressure. Darrell Peel indicates at this point there seems to be probably opportunity to rebuild, at least in some portions of central and eastern Oklahoma, some of our mama cow herd, if we can afford the mama cows.
Much of the area that has improved, at least in Oklahoma, would be, in the eastern half of the state is an area that uses a lot of introduced pastures. With better weather conditions and with proper fertility, those pastures can rebound very quickly. And so we may see additional demand, not only for grass cattle, but also obviously for females, heifers and cows, for herd rebuilding. The farther west you go, you get back into the droughtier conditions, but you also get into the area where, even if we're not in the drought or the drought conditions are less, we're in the types of pasture that have probably had more damage because of the drought and will take longer to recover. And in those areas, even a lack of drought is not going to change things too dramatically, at least for a period of time, while those pastures recover.
Dr. Peel says you got to realize now it's not going to be like last year when we very quickly liquidated a lot of cattle, moved a lot of cattle off a lot of these pastures. We're not going to be able to quickly rebuild those mama cow herds and bring everything back that we took off a year ago back on instantly.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about, is that even when the drought abates, the combination of the pasture recovery time that will be needed and the economics of rebuilding with the very high prices we're seeing for these cattle, both will contribute to a very, very slow, protracted pace of herd rebuilding.
Talking drought recovery with livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel of OSU. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Sunday, March 25th, it's the Magnus Land and Cattle Annual Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale at Miami, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 1 p.m., selling 80 registered limousine and limflex bulls, yearling and fall yearlings, all Denver pens and carload bull sales, plus 20 pairs, both fall and spring. Now, for more information and contact numbers, just go online to magnuscattle.com. That's M-A-G-N-E-S-S, cattle.com. Go to magnuscattle.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.